you make a...
build a loop?
Yes. Okay, tell me
about that.
They refer
to it as building a loop.
Mm-hmm. And that consists of just making what kind of knot at the end and then putting...
You make a small loop at the end of it.
All right,
and
you know what that's called? Did it have any special name, the little loop at the end that runs...
Not necessarily. He would weave the strands back into it instead of just tying it,
mm-hmm.
because he had a way of, and I can't remember what he called it, but he used an awl, and he would pull the rope strands up and weave that back until it was just woven in smooth,
mm-hmm.
and then he would put a little leather piece, and it has a definite name, and right off the top of my head I can't remember it, in the end of this little loop so that it would not wear in two, and he'd lace that on. And then he'd make a knot around a broom handle with rope, and he'd put that on the other end so that he'd put it around the saddle horn.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would easily slip through to get it off.
Mm-hmm.
He also saved the horsehair from mane, a horse's mane, and tails. They'd take a pocket knife and trim a horse's tail out. And they'd save these, and I remember they'd have bags of this. And they'd take it to the Mexicans over in McFadden,
mm-hmm.
and they had some sort of a little outfit that they... had a crank on it, and they'd twist this hair into long strands, and then they'd twist it into rope, and they'd call it a horsehair rope.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd make this up for him, and he'd make his own girths for the saddles, mm-hmm. because they lasted much longer. And of course, when you have these cotton ones now, cotton rope girths, or even mohair,
mm-hmm.
Mohair lasts better and are more expensive. But the mud and the dirt and the sweat gets in them, and they don't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
But a horsehair lasted a long time.
Mm-hmm. What about the parts of the saddle? Can you tell me what you call the various... You mentioned some, of course, the saddle horn. The
saddle horn. Well, you know, in a later year, used to, the Spanish-type saddle horn was a little iron horn made to the saddle tree. In later years, they started using the big one. I can recall seeing the one that Santa Ana was supposed to have ridden. It had and the Spanish had a big horn saddle.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you have the conchos that are the leather strings go through that hold the pieces together. And they also have
those are the round rings, the conchos?
Yes, and they have two holes, split holes in front of them. Then they're underneath this concho, would be a leather rosette, they call it. It's scalloped all around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the skirt, you have the sweat leather, you have the stirrups, you have the...
Is there any special name for the part you sit in?
Well, you call it the candle. You refer to the width between the horn and the end of it as a candle,
uh-huh.
You know, the seat
the
width.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the little saddle pockets on older saddles. You have saddle rings on
now
the side.
Now when you say saddle pockets, what exactly are you talking about?
There are two pockets that are made to carry things out of leather. And they're joined together with a narrow strip that would go across the horse's back, and each bag would sit on either side.
Mm-hmm.
And they're attached.
Is this the same as a saddle bag, only they were called saddle pockets? Or?
You could call them either one, saddle bag or saddle pockets.
Okay.
Whatever,
mm-hmm.
if you want. Mm-hmm. And then you have...